Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dear listeners, good morning and welcome to Kom Dachshi, the podcast that opens the doors to the fascinating world of architecture. For newcomers, let me introduce myself. I'm the spokesperson of Anne-Charlotte Despons, PhD in History of Architecture, published author, head of a communication and development agency based in Paris, France, dedicated to architecture. Let's meet every week to discuss culture and architecture with specialists and learn how to look at projects through a context and diversity lens. Thank you for being with me today, and now it's time for talent.
Bienvenue dans Kom Dachshi.
Hi everybody. Hi Antonio Lazo.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for being here today. You are architect. In 2-3 sentences, could you describe your own office?
Okay. Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here. My office is a 15-16 architect's office. We work mainly in public commands in France. I mean, not private area, but public area. And mainly in healthcare buildings, and that touches psychiatric clinics as senior buildings. And in another hand, we also work in some
in housing,
you know, housing architecture,
some equipment,
public equipments in general. So 15 architects support us, Edouard Mur and myself. We met, Edouard and me, we met
at
architecture college, at School of Architecture in the 80s. We met in the middle of our studies, and we became friends at the time, and we decided to continue working and exchanging together. So we did, and so we walked up 3 decades maybe later, and we are still going on together, just involved in the architectural process. Means a lot for us.
Mm-hmm. Now you will talk to us about your production, mainly psychiatric project.
Yeah. In France, you have most of the time when you are a young architect arriving to the market, you are confronted to a sort of a specialization. The first time we won a public competition, it was a healthcare building. So even if we did other kind of equipments, we were most of the time invited to this kind of competitions, so health buildings. That's why in this direction we developed a lot of psychiatric kind of hospitals. We learned a lot about human being studying that kind of project. But in fact, conceiving all the steps of conception process, I think that it's the same kind of objective. I mean, it's the same reflection that we have to have concerning psychiatric discipline or other disciplines in life, because you cannot get inside the psychic problem to conceive any space. You just play your own role of an architect doing that. So for us, it's just a question of quality promotion, you know, quality in all the sense of what architecture can bring to you. I mean, the quality of a space, the visual relation from the outside to the inside, the materiality, the dimensions of things. It's the same. We have the same thoughts concerning psychiatric environment or another environment. We could say the acoustic environment, the natural light, the view, so the universe of a room in a psychiatric clinic or in a hospital is the same question. So maybe the security, you have to pay attention to security, you have to pay attention to security for the patient themselves, for the others too. We can't forget that it's about a life place before all.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What is your last reference?
The very last is the USIRP. It's a project we won a few months ago, maybe 2 months ago. USIRP means in French, very difficult patients in some words. So it's the last project in this area. And it's quite new because it's very security approach, because they are patients in a very deep suffering situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's next to jails.
Could be compared in some way. When we talk about jail, we're talking on how to protect society from those who used to behave in a very, very bad way. This is different because these people, most of the time, they are dangerous. But it's not because of them. It's just their destiny. And so it's not like jail. It's like a protection program. Protection, I mean, they can't be outside. Mm-hmm. But they have to be protected from themselves. And we have to protect public city of this kind of people that are
very dangerous.
Yeah, are dangerous. Mm.
Mm. So,
but it's more a sort of medical support. That's all about. It's not just, it's not their fault. So it's a different approach.
Yes.
but I mean that, but architecture can bring quality in any kind of program.
In your references, you designed a dance school.
Yes, yes. Very different situation, the body expression in a very large way. Yeah, but I think that if we are concerned by dance school, I think that we have the same kind of reflection and the same kind of thoughts that as if we were working on a hospital project. I mean, some common things, some common ideas of what architecture have to be is our main permanent thought. In some way, architecture in concerning a dance school, cultural building or a hospital building, I think that architecture has to compose the better place possible. So we will always think of quality in design, to be simple to live in or through, live through. Natural light quality, the view quality. So the sense of architecture in any case is to promote quality. Quality for every kind of living.
Okay. Thank you very much for being
Thanks
here
to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care
Thank
of
yourself.
You. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in to our previous content on Instagram at Comme d'Archi Podcast. If you like it, make sure to promote the podcast by giving it 5 stars on Apple Podcast and adding a comment, or on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And don't forget to subscribe and listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.